Morning, Johanna Lacey, solicitors.
Hi, tá fágana i mála athair trim an féidirlibh a carolam.
Sorry, I don't speak very fluent Irish.
There are problems in trim. Might you be able to help me?
Yeah, that's no problem. What's it in relation to?
So actually, there might be a problem. So it's solicitor James McGill warned me last week that every solicitor in need has a conflict of interests. But I saw that you only recently opened up an office in need, so I thought I'd ask you anyway. I had a hearing in Trim District Court on the 24th of March. This hearing lasted barely 1 minute. I spoke only in Irish. This judge spoke only in English without an interpreter. I requested her to sign a summons for a private criminal prosecution, but she refuses, and so I and Solicitor James McGill are not entirely certain of which judge this is, because she did not identify herself to me, but he thinks that it is probably Judge Erin McKieran, who does look like her, and he said that in that case every solicitor in Loud and Mead has a conflict of interests. Do you think this is a problem?
Okay. What's it in relation to? Sorry, the exact issue.
So this is, you might call it professional negligence. Specifically, she violates the Judicial Council Act 2019, so I want to sue her at the Judicial Conduct Committee.
The judge?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Nick Lossin, Colleen de Glossner.
Okay. Perfect. What's your email address?
I can normally be emailed by emailing Gloucester at insomnia247.nl.
So, could you spell that for me, sorry?
Yes. G-L
yeah.
O-U
yeah.
C-E
yeah.
S-T
yeah.
E-R
mm-hmm.
At I-N
yeah.
S-O
yeah.
M-N
yeah.
I-R
IA, sorry, was it?
IA?
Yeah.
247?
Yeah.
Dot NL for the Netherlands.
Okay. That's no problem. Look, I'll pass on the information to the solicitor who would be dealing with the matter and see if she has capacity to take it on. Okay?
Thanks a lot.
Great, thank you.
Bye.